Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
If you saw a UFO, would you tell anybody?
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Yeah, not be fearful of people looking at you like you're crazy. Have you met me?
Dirt and Sprague.
What if you got probed? How's your Monday? I got probed.
Dude.
And they dropped me off in time for the radio program.
It's a hell of a Saturday, man.
It's a hell of a weekend.
At least they got you back in time for work. I didn't have to do a solo show. Shout out to the aliens.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, probing your ears for one more hour. 4 hours a day now, baby. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I wish we could have the conversation
we just had
with Patrick Harris.
I don't.
On the air, but we will not.
I don't.
The firm of Harris and Meringue coming up in an hour. They're getting ready. P. Harris is in here cooking up takes.
It's been great having the fourth hour. It's thrown my days off a little bit. Leaving work.
Some attorney-client privilege in there.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Pleading the fifth.
Whatever that conversation was.
Way is what I would say that was.
We will not talk about that topic in the final hour of the show, but we will talk about the effort to keep the Blazers in Portland. This came out yesterday, and it started with a coalition of business owners, former players, former politicians, or attempted politicians. Basically, the group is comprised of Clyde Drexler being involved in this thing, dude. Now that Jody's finally on the way out and Bert's not going to be calling shots anymore.
Clyde's back.
Yes. Clyde's in this thing.
He's like, yes,
we got a new owner coming in. I'm back, baby. He did the interview where he basically said, remember, what was it? What team did they honor this year? One of the finals teams.
The 90s teams.
And he didn't show up.
He wasn't there for it.
He did an interview and he was like, dude, I'm not going anywhere near Jody Allen and Bert Cole.
Talk
I want nothing to do with him.
Receipts.
Yes, he is not happy. And so he clearly is back in the fold now that the team will be up for sale.
You still hold grudges against anybody at any one point in your life the way he's holding the grudge against Bert Cole?
Oh, I can't think.
What year
of
was
one.
Clyde traded? 95? 95.
94?
Yeah. 95?
Yeah, because they won 94.
They won 94, and then he went 95 and was on the second title.
Yeah. It's been 30 years?
Yeah.
No.
Anybody traumatize you from elementary school, you still know the name, and you're like, still hate you?
Not really. I hold a grudge against my high school for not putting me in the Hall of Fame. That's almost been 20 years now, so that's probably the closest one I got.
Cleveland, come on, bro.
What are we doing
here,
dude?
You're building a new school.
They're getting a new school. They're going to put, I'm sure, a new cool Hall of Fame
wing
in. When
was the last time you said you won the PIO?
2006.
Last
PIO title.
So that was the last time that did it?
You know how many PIO football titles Cleveland has in their history?
One?
1947 and 2006.
Cleveland.
What are we doing?
This is for you.
I'm right here. You want the free PR? You want some pub on the air? I'm right here, baby. Put me in.
So the high school, your own high school.
That's my beef. That's really? My beef. Yeah.
I don't think I have any beef I've held on to the way
What would you want named after you that's appropriate?
Oh. I don't know if I want anything named after me yet. That's more of like when you pass away kind of thing,
dude,
I feel like.
A school Hall of Fame is pretty.
Just get me in the Hall of Fame. Like, give me a little thing on the wall, you know, with the other names. I don't know if even know if they have a Hall of Fame or if it's just a symbolic thing, but I digress.
Park Crows only has like two or three names.
We're letting everybody in. We're like the Basketball Hall of Fame at Cleveland. That's what makes it sting even more.
They have a lot of people?
Dude, there's people going in. I'm like, you're going in?
Like, you went to school with them, so you know that?
You're going in?
Is Sam Tung one of them?
You're going. Sam Tung is not in the Hall of Fame. Clyde Drexler's back in the fold. Chris Dudley. who ran for governor once, who famously didn't live here, but ran for governor.
One of our former bosses.
Yeah.
Can I? I saw the name and I went.
Look, he knows he knows politicians.
Yeah.
It's fine. I know. Whatever. Running for governor and living in Vancouver was not a great call, but.
He probably sent this from Seattle.
the former head of the Oregon Business Council, and you're not going to know that name. Former politicians, the CEO of Salt and Straw is in here.
That's a big deal, dude. Salt and Straw is
a big deal.
Blown up. They had The Rock as an endorser for a long time. It's a big deal to get somebody like that.
So basically, they wrote the letter to the governor and the mayor, and the governor and the mayor are now saying, yes, we agree. They've written a letter to the commissioner, and in their initial, kind of pitch to the city, here's what they said. Quote, for example, replacing the Moda Center with a new arena at the Lloyd Center or another central city location could not only secure the Blazers' future in Portland, but would revitalize downtown and create an even greater opportunity for the futures of the Albina neighborhood and Albina Vision Trust, the largest redevelopment effort ever undertaken in the United States. I had to sound that one out. Annuity.
No, you did the thing where I don't know if you said it 100% right, but you did it well enough to get right past it.
And then Kotek and Wilson wrote, we fully support renovating the Moda Center to become a point of pride for the Blazers and for our city. We're prepared to explore public-private partnerships needed to make it happen. They wrote, the Blazers are in our DNA and at the center of what makes this community so special. So the whole pitch
Who
is...
Who wrote Tina Kotek's part?
Whoever her top assistant is, who her speechwriter is.
Who's the biggest Blazer fan
Does
here?
Anybody know anything about basketball? We need you to write a statement here.
Maybe she is a diehard, though.
How funny would that be? That'd be interesting. And they've also said, look, it doesn't have to be a new arena. We're totally fine completely renovating the Moda Center. The city owns the arena now. Remember, they bought it from the Blazers a couple of years ago. And saying, essentially, as long as there is a build-up around it, like that could be another viable path. But, we roll our eyes a lot at the local politicians, and I get it because they have not been on the right side of the sports fan argument largely over the last 30 years. I feel like at least in this moment of time, mainly because of what our city has gone through over the last 5 to 6 years and the lack of national interest in traveling here and the degradation that has happened with our city name, some of it deserved, some of it undeserved.
Yep.
It does seem like there is a now... symbiotic relationship between the two sides of saying we cannot let this happen. It would cripple our economy. It would not be good. Businesses are already leaving to begin with.
Oh yeah.
And we need to be on the same page here. And at least that's a good place to start in an effort to build a new arena or completely facelift the Moda Center.
I mean, I think the facelift of the Moda Center is like very necessary. The district thing has been talked about ad nauseum at this point. Yeah. Like obviously we need that to be a district. It's a terrible area. There's nothing there. There's old stacks in a building that should not exist, but it does, that they're renovating as well. Selfishly, we talked about Lloyd Center earlier in the show, and I think it's cool all these business owners are getting a cheap lease option to have businesses. I'm a big supporter of that. I think that's, weirdly just growing up and living here my whole life, it's why I kind of like it. I am one of those weirdos that way.
Went to the Lloyd Center a lot when I was a kid, man.
I'm conditioned to unique business things going on. I hope those people can continue their businesses, but I also selfishly look at that area and wish there was more. I feel like as close as we get to turning a corner and maybe doing the right thing, we turn the other way and we're like, we're going to attack agro-tourism and we're going to destroy all of these family farms for no reason other than to appease other people.
Right.
And then it takes massive amounts of complaints and letters to be written to say, actually, okay, small farm owners, you can continue selling your blueberries and having little concerts on your property. That's okay. Like, I don't know why we attack certain things and make certain decisions. This is just one of those, like, it's hard to believe that we don't, as a city, look at it as an investment. And I'm not saying, like, bail out an owner who's a multi-billionaire or a group.
And pay for the entire thing.
Yeah, and say, spend $2.5 billion. But I think, to Swag's point earlier, it's more like, if the ownership group, whoever it be, says, we have some money, how can the city contribute money in a positive way? And a district, to me, is a positive thing of, like, are you going to attract businesses? Are you making livable areas that people want to be around? By doing that, are you then in turn, I guess, enticing other things around that area or close across the river in the city to be built up more? I think there are real adult conversations that can be had versus just simply going, guys,
spending $1 billion on stadiums never pays off. Like, I don't think it's that cut and dry here.
If we had fixed all of our potholes, I would understand the argument a little bit better. But every time I drive, I'm feeling like my truck's going to fall apart.
No, I'm with you there. And that, like, I love this city. Yeah, I do.
I do,
like,
too.
I fundamentally love it. I love all the quirks about it. I also see all of the negatives that people point about it. I'm one that wants to continue participating in the city and not move away to the country hillside and then be scared guy who bitches and moans, but he never goes to it. I thought an interesting part was Sean Hyken wrote a blurb, and he brought up the jock tax that got passed by the MLB Diamond Project. And he wrote this, because people like to tout that as an option.
$800 million or whatever it was.
$800 million in jock tax. He says the funding structure probably won't work for the Blazers because the funds for the baseball stadium come from income taxes on future ball player salaries rather than diverting money from taxes on NBA players that the city is already collecting and using for other more pressing matters.
Yeah.
But if the state was willing to help out with a ballpark for the Portland Diamond Project, a group that doesn't even have a publicly owned owner for the hypothetical baseball team that has mostly functioned as a merch company since 2018.
Ouch.
I have to think if it really came down to it, they'd do what they'd have to do to help get an arena built. And I check that box for me. Argue with how much money cities should spend or never spend a dime. I believe there is a benefit to helping district get built up and what that can mean for it. Now, there's a lot of details and a lot of questions, but I took the launch yesterday from that group and the leaders of, we're here. We will be sitting down having adult conversations about what this city needs to do to keep the team here.
We desperately need to keep it here and whatever it takes. How long did the Key Arena renovation take? Do you guys remember?
When they actually made it Climate Pledge?
When it started and they dug out the whole thing. Because I think the only thing they kept was the roof, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's just the structure outside.
Yeah, which is a historic thing. Yeah, you're going to be up there.
I'll be
tomorrow.
Up there
well, I was,
tomorrow.
I was up there when they did the Key Arena one.
I'm not counting that because that one was a disaster.
So the outside walls of Climate, if you haven't been there, have these massive windows.
Yeah.
My brother was one of the window people. He put in all the windows in Climate Pledge. He would take pictures of it and send
it
to
me.
It was
like a year and a half.
I think it was two to two and a half years.
I guess the question would become, if we had to do something like that in the city, what do we do?
Well, you said the Coliseum is being renovated,
the Coliseum's
correct?
Going under renovations right now, yeah.
What's the capacity if the seating is right?
For basketball?
Max for the Coliseum? Is it 13?
Yeah.
12?
Well, it was, for years, it was 12,666.
Thank you. So let's call it that, just for argument's sake.
Could you play there for 2 years if you had to?
You have no choice. Now, Climate
This is why the alternative is building a new arena, because you can continue to play in the Moda Center until the new arena is built and then figure out what the hell you want to do with the new
arena.
That's
great. Where are you building it? That's the problem I have, is like, I think the renovation is the most realistic scenario here, unless something big comes our way that we don't know about.
Yeah.
The Climate Pledge Part 2, now, it's important because they mentioned this, I think, in their announcement and their backing. It's waves of renovation. Climate Pledge was empty. There was nothing needed for it. The Storm went and played at the Huskies arena.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had nothing else. So it was easy to say, complete tear down gutting.
Do all you need to do.
Swag, you and I don't know about you, I went to Key Arena back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Seattle Coliseum.
There you go. It was as bland an arena.
I've been in all three.
You were there when they built the Space Needle.
All three versions of
Seattle Coliseum.
Key Arena was as bland an arena as I'd ever been in. Yep. I thought it was cool because I want to see Gary Payton, but like, not anything special. That was a complete gutting internally, and all that stood was the bones. So this would be waves of renovation, which I think is a really important factor here. They're already doing it this summer, I think, with the scoreboard.
Yeah, they're starting because they got to get ready for the Final Four that's coming to town in a couple of years.
If the worst case scenario is for a year or two seasons, there needs to be like one of those waves, massive renovation that not going to be done in time.
You shut down right at the end of the year. Maybe you miss one season and then you're ready for the start of the next year.
It's not ideal, but
you got to figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm glad that it seems like
I'm weirdly excited, actually. I am too. I'm not fear-mongering. I'm kind of excited of where is this going to go.
With this, from yesterday especially, like, this is great to have, and I don't know if they'll be able to figure it out and cut through all the red tape, and there's still a ton of hurdles that you got to overcome. Nobody's denying that. You got to sell the damn team first and figure out what the owner wants to do, and maybe you sell to a Steve Ballmer who's like, dude, here's $1 billion. Let's build a new stadium. Well, I'll do it. I got all the money in the world.
I may have mentioned this to you guys off the air during one of our Blazers segments when the sale was announced, or maybe I said it on the air, but I listened to a Simmons pod. He has a name. Like, he's heard a name that wants to bid on this team. He wouldn't say the name, obviously. That's a dude that's, you know, he's worth $200 million as a media entertainer, but...
Was he the one that said Bezos was going to buy the Celtics, or did he shoot that down?
No, I think he had mentioned that he had heard Bezos, but Bezos was a popular name.
I was told by a lot of people that Bezos was going to buy the Celtics.
He just teased that he knew of at least a name that's going to be in on the auctioning of... Because I think that's how they're doing that process.
Yeah.
Is like an auction for billionaires, whatever. I'd love to see what masks they wear. I have it like as a sex party where they have weird masks and they auction it off with like crow masks on.
That'd be who bought cool. it? You got to find out at the end. They take their mask off and you find out who the new owner
Vanilla
of the team
Sky.
Is. Whoa!
But he said he had heard a name. And so, like, I understand people are scared. They're nervous. This stuff comes out. I'm kind of living in a positive bubble here, and I hope it's not burst, but... I want my city. I want our hometown to win.
I want to have cool stuff, dude. I want to have fun stuff.
Yeah. I want that good stuff.
Like a new arena and concerts and a cool district to go to your stadium and things to do around the arena and an arena that remains inside the city limits and not built in Hillsboro or Damascus or wherever you have free land to go do what you
want
to do.
I want us to get nice things.
Yes.
I've always famously said the Blazers don't get nice things.
We deserve nice things.
The Blazers Dame Lillard reaction and reunion was a good thing. I want nice things to happen. This is a nice thing, hopefully.
It's a good start. We'll see where it goes. But the group is put together. Former players, business executives coming together with now the governor and the mayor of the city to say, keep your damn hands off our basketball team. The Blazers are staying in Portland. The group is called Rip City Forever, and they've written a letter to the commissioner. Let's get to an update on the MLB trade deadline that's right around the corner, a couple hours away. Who has been on the move? A big-name arm went to San Diego about an hour ago. We'll dive into that. Some other moves around Major League Baseball next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I feel like we do this in other sports. Some are better than others. Is the trade deadline moving your needle? It is Major League Baseball trade deadline day here in about, what do we got, 5 hours, 6 hours, give or take?
3 o'clock our time. It does. 3 years, by the way, was the job that Climate Pledge took.
3 years, okay.
My brother got back to me, said it took us 3 years to get that whole gig.
And that is a total gutting.
Gutting.
Everything out, sands the roof, everything built back up. That's not a renovation. That was a rebuild, sands the roof.
And a good listener, one of our listeners, Jeff, he said that was a Simmons and Low Pod. And they were more buzzing about New Orleans being the relocated team because that market sucks for the NBA.
They have not supported it. They never have. To be fair to the fans there, that they've never really had anything to support. It's been largely a bad organization.
Chris Paul and David West. So they've had opportunities to do it.
You had Anthony Davis. They won a series with him and Drew Holiday.
They've had opportunities. And they cannot stay loyal unless that team is really good. They also have a worse. They have a worse arena than us.
The Smoothie King, is that Smoothie King?
The Smoothie King Center is looked at as more unfavorable than even the Moda, and so they were more teasing like that's the team to relocate to Seattle because that ownership probably doesn't really care about that team. So sell it, move it, and so that
and
was.
And New Orleans
also,
is in the Western Conference. It doesn't make any sense to begin with, and then being in Seattle would make sense.
Yeah, and then if you bring in a Vegas team, if you do expand by one, which is maybe more favorable to the owners to split the pie than two. Then you move like a Memphis or some but Minnesota to the east. That way,
then
Vegas
it would make sense.
West.
Yeah, then it makes sense. Trade deadline moving your needle.
I mean, look, I'll say this. You said Mason Miller got traded to the Padres during a commercial break, and you jokingly looked at me and go, "You know who that is?" And I went, "Pitcher?" And you went, "Yeah." And then I remembered it's the flamethrower from Oakland.
102, 103 miles an hour.
Formerly of Oakland, but in Vegas, but residing in Sacramento. Yeah, I think certain moves do move my needle. Suarez going back to the Mariners paired with getting Naylor. Now Mariner fan it's interesting. Mariner fan that we follow on our social media, they went from, oh my God, they did it, World Series, to I saw about an hour ago, four Mariner fans like, we need Kwan. We need to add Kwan, and we need to shore this lineup up 1-0.
I think the Guardians are asking for way too much for Kwan.
Clearly, they
traded. I don't know if he's going to get dealt or not. He's a good player, but he's not
really
worth what
player.
They're asking for. And you start in negotiations high, and then you come down a little bit if you need to.
Yeah.
But if they're not going to come down from their asking price, you're not giving up what they're. And even I, who am saying, damn those prospects, I would not make that trade for Stephen Kwan.
Sometimes the deadline can be a dud, right? Especially if your team's not involved or it impacts a team that you don't like. I saw one of those creepy, you see these AI videos of people starting when they're babies and it watches them grow up.
Yeah.
But it's really them, but it's AI'd.
They're very weird.
CC Sabathia made one of these after he got into the Hall of Fame. It's like him as a baby and then it just evolves with him growing and growing. I was reminded of how special it was when he got traded to the Brewers.
That was a magical run, man.
And helped break that huge 20-plus year streak of not making the postseason in 2006.
Tony Gwynn Jr. was joking about that yesterday with us when he felt like he was pitching every 48 hours, and he was. I remember that summer when he got it there after the deadline, it felt like every 2 to 3 days they were like, yeah, CC, go throw again. It's like every other day. Yeah. Guy had like 40 starts in 2 months.
I mean, it's just, there's moments where it makes a lot of sense and it helps teams. I think that's a great move by the Padres, the Mason Miller and
They got Mason Miller. They gave up. That was the big deal of the day so far. I'm sure you're glued to this name. Let's see if I can say it right. Leodalis de Vries.
DeVries.
DeVries. He is the number three overall prospect in all of baseball.
How about that? I bet that's going to pan out.
Not just in the Padres system, in all of baseball. That's who the A's got, so he gets to go play in a minor league ballpark. So that was a big-time piece for the Padres to give up. Miller goes in return to San Diego. His numbers aren't quite what they were a year ago, Miller's, but he's still, I mean, when he's throwing the way he's throwing, it's like, yeah, I'll take a flyer on a guy like that any day of the week. How does Dodger fan Jason Swigard feel about the Padres getting better at the deadline? And Ohtani blaming cramps for leaving his start last night.
Let's hope they're really, truly cramps. The Dodgers need bullpen help, and they just need to get healthy. They're probably going to go to a six-starter rotation now, and they're trying to line up Ohtani starts on getaway days before there's an off day because he still wants to hit. They don't want to give him a day off after, you know, that sort of thing. So they might flip him back to leading off since Mookie came back.
Is it worth it? I mean, he's so good when he's healthy and throwing effectively.
Yeah.
It seems like it's more of a conundrum now than how do you figure it out with the schedule.
A little bit of that.
Is he healthy? Is he going to blow out his arm again?
I'd make him. Oh God, I've been on this for a long time, and it's probably never going to happen. I'd make him a closer.
Well, I think it's just highlighting the difficulty of it, right? Like, it's very challenging to do what he's trying to do.
Yeah. And because Ohtani is so regimented in his how he has set up his preparation and his workouts and all of those things.
He's Ichiro disciplined. He's got that Japanese
and when you
discipline.
Know you're going to start, you can line everything up. The thing about being a reliever is you never know
when you're going to be called.
When
right?
you're going to be called upon, or I don't think Doc Roberts wants to be limited where if he wants to go use him, but for some reason we're not scheduled to use him this day, he can't use him. That goes out the window as the season goes down. So I think it's more about he's so disciplined in how he, you know, just keeps himself in condition, recovers, prepares, all of those sorts of things as you would have to do to be able to do what he's done in his career. They don't want to mess with
that. It's been pretty impressive, too. And he just got, you know, he got through the maybe the addiction of the gambling stuff. Like he's recovering.
He's overcome demons on his pathway.
He's recovering in multiple ways.
He's returning.
What I love about the trade deadline is me not following certain teams in baseball like at all.
Sure.
Going, oh man, there's a closer from the Twins that the Phillies really wanted.
Yeah, I think
he's got one of the coolest entrances of all of base. Have you seen his entrance?
No.
I do.
Go Google the Twins fans, by the way, that's what nobody cares here. Twins fans are like quitting on their team level of pissed off today.
Because they're selling?
They're just selling and they're giving away their household favorite. He has one of the coolest intro videos. I don't know. It's like a Spanish song that plays.
Kind of like a trumpets thing?
Kind of like they turn the whole lights down in the ballpark and there's flames that go up everywhere in all their video boards. It's a badass intro video.
Wow.
One of the coolest ones out there. So now Philly's got to do that.
Yeah, the Phillies and Mets both have made deals trying to shore up their bullpens. So that race looks like it's going to be exciting. The Blue Jays.
Bieber went to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that was a big pickup.
That's
man.
A nice. I mean, he's on his way back. Hasn't
the
pitched,
best team
but
in baseball,
the Blue
right?
Jays had that winning streak when they made the Yankees look silly for a week and took over the AL East. So that'll be interesting.
Any teams you're curious haven't been more buyers? Has Boston done anything?
What's the range? Have the Rangers race? Done anything?
I don't think the Rangers have done anything off the top of my head. Boston, I think, has made some minor moves, but they traded Devers.
Right.
Outside of that,
they haven't picked up anybody, and they're in the wild card race.
Detroit's got the best record in baseball, or tied for it, at least, I believe. Has Detroit done anything?
No, because they have that division locked up, essentially.
Well, I know. You should always be looking to improve
depth,
your
though.
Team, though.
Yeah, like, I understand that.
Your division is dog-ass. That's why you have it locked
exactly.
up. Doesn't mean you're going to go beat the Blue Jays or the Astros or the Yankees or whoever you might be playing, Mariners in the playoffs.
Who would you guys gamble on to win the AL? I don't know how to answer that question.
It's a total crapshoot. That's why we heard Kirkchin this morning saying with these moves, the Mariners have just
they put
as
them
good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was in a real spot to get to the World Series as anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I know Michael Kay and his arrogant Yankee mind wants to say that the Blue Jays aren't a first-place team because their run differential isn't the same. And I get that the run differential thing is big. If Bieber pitches well for Toronto...
He's coming back from the injury.
I feel like some of Toronto's big bats, too. Like, Vladdy's having an okay year. Vladdy's not, like, carrying them the way he has maybe at times in his past.
Springer got hot at the right time.
But, like, they're still in first place without... They don't have a Cal Raleigh with 40-something home runs right now, right? That's like just carrying
their
offense.
It's more of a collective effort.
It's more of a collective effort, and they're four games up in one of the toughest divisions in all of baseball. Toronto would I'd love the Bieber pickup, again, if he's able to be functioning in the back half of the year.
Our good friend Dieter Kurtenbach down in the Bay Area writes, he's a columnist. He basically was like, Giants are 500. Like, why are you not selling?
They said it. They sold Tyler Rogers yesterday.
Well, Posey also had a quote where he basically said he was looking for another big bat.
I think that was a week ago before they lost like seven more games in a row.
All right, well, I saw it yesterday.
Slightly above 500 and within a puncher's distance, and then they just can't win a game anymore.
My team's not doing anything. I don't know what my team's
doing. Yeah, I want to say, I'm at this point, if you're a Giants player and your name's not Matt Chapman, Willy Adames, or Rafael Devers, maybe Logan Webb, trade them all. Yeah. Get rid of all of them. I'm okay never seeing Mike Yastrzemski wear a Giants uniform again.
Him and his catch on the side.
The catch was cool. Him and his .219 batting average, thank you for your service. Ready to move on. Okay? Anybody else? Take him.
Baseball, basketball, we're really quick to just blow it up.
Dude, blow it up. I want to blow it up every other year. You don't make the playoffs, blow it up. There you go. MLB trade deadline day. We'll let you know if anything else crazy happens in the next 30 minutes. Obviously, the big news last night, the Mariners get Gino Suarez back. Very cool for Seattle to make another big move. They got a big bat. We'll see if they can finally pay it off in the postseason with a nice, deep postseason run. Let's get to the comparison between these two players and what is the team doing, and then we'll wrap it up, dude. Football is back, baby. Mm. Lots still to get to. Well, I got to admit, first off, great text at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. You guys didn't know cows have best friends? Weird. My ex has a lot of great friends.
The petty runs deep, man. The petty runs deep.
I got to admit, a lot of positive things about the extra hour of our show. enjoy going in the 9 o'clock hour.
It's been nice to meet listeners in the last week. Like, I met one at the car dealership. He came up and was like,
"Are you Brandon Sprague?"
And I was like,
"Yeah."
"Are you going to murder me? Or?"
"Do you have a knife on you right now?"
And then he introduced himself, and he's very nice. Big Duck fan, loves Lanning.
Let's go. And then he must love you because you're a Duck Honk. He's a big fan.
Well, yeah. He goes, "I know you're beef." And I go, "Yeah."
I love that that's a thing for people. But one of the negatives of the extra hour, I have to admit, is not having my post-show Jeff Russ time. Mm. Jeff Russ used to come in here every day after the show. The show would end at 9 o'clock. Jeff Russ would saunter in, usually with a cool T-shirt, spout off some ridiculously dumb takes on insert whatever topic you want, music, movies, food, television, doesn't matter. And we would all yell at him for being an idiot and having bad takes, and we'd have a grand old time for about 20 to 30 minutes every day after the show. And now he's jumping in. He's doing another show right after us. We got to get the hell out of here because we're hockey line changing it. Mm-hmm. I don't have my same Jeff Russ time. He just came in during the last break. I think that needs to be mandatory going forward, that Jeff Russ has to come in during a commercial break in the final hour of our show so we can make fun of him for something, and then we can go about our days.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some pretty horrific takes. He thinks that his steak is cooked perfectly every time, and he still needs A1. For it.
He claims, why would you not want to put A1 on your steak? Because it makes it better. And if you put A1 on a steak, that means you don't know how to cook a steak. There's only one take.
I've had bad steak before. I need A1.
You need
A1.
When you're eating a bad, chewy, dry steak, you need
it's
a little
dried
A1.
Out. It's overcooked.
You need extra sauce.
Exactly.
If you have a well-cooked, well-seasoned steak, not well-cooked, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A nice medium rare steak.
Yep, perfect. Yes.
You don't need sauce.
You don't need sauce.
The sauce is the juice from the steak as you cut it open.
Exactly.
And then you dip it in the juice.
I had this about 2 weeks ago. I got super blazed at the end of the night, and I was cooking a steak, and I forgot I was cooking steak.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Did you have jerky by
the end? Oh, dude. She was medium well, extremely done.
This thing's a hockey puck, man.
And what did I have? The old trusty A1 in the door.
It came in handy. There.
And it tasted okay. It was all right. It ended up being all right.
So I do miss those times. Great to see Jeff Rust. And the firm of Harrison Meringue is coming up in a matter of moments. You have a takeaway. I'm going to kick my comparison segment to tomorrow. We went a little long there in the last segment, so we'll get to that. I'll save it in the notes for Friday.
Great.
But the Rotten Tomato rankings of Naked Gun. I saw this yesterday, and I was kind of blown away because it comes out this weekend. I think we as a country have been desperate for a good when was the last time we kind of unified in a comedy movie? Of like, man, that was like The Hangover had its moments. Like, there are moments in time when a comedy movie comes out. Tropic Thunder was one.
Yeah,
that I feel like everybody was kind of kumbaya. That was a great comedy movie. It pushed boundaries.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, and you may not agree with this.
Okay.
I think very rational, level-headed people who aren't psychotic with expectation.
Mm.
I would just say we watched one this past weekend.
Happy Gilmore 2?
You cannot deny there aren't funny parts in that movie.
Like, there are definitely funny parts in that movie.
You're laughing.
I did not laugh as much in that movie as I did, though. Like, I wouldn't put it in the legendary comedy
movie. No, but you said
it was
the last time. I would say, based on Netflix metrics and sports fans,
sure,
which
people are watching,
show of,
that's
like,
fair.
That movie gave me some... I laughed a couple times pretty hard. Like,
I chuckled.
Yeah.
I had a chuckle going.
I would say that. My daughter told me that her friend introduced Ace Ventura, the original, to her yesterday.
The pet detective.
And I was a little bummed that I didn't get to do that, that her friend did.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what did you think?
Finkel is Einhorn, Einhorn is Finkel.
I don't think your personality type likes that movie, whereas I remember falling on the floor laughing as a kid.
I watched Ace Ventura, Pet Detective with my brother probably 17 times a week.
And she goes, I didn't really understand most of the comedy, whereas the friend she was with, and you never would have guessed it knowing this girl, dying on the floor at the opening scene when he's purposely destroying the package.
Yeah.
And I go, I laughed
so hard.
So hard when the elevator just continues to close and he's just whistling. Like, great comedies are hard to find nowadays. So to your point, largely, like, when's the last theater release of a movie?
Like, because I like The Hangover, I remember, was a moment in time. I'll never forget seeing The Hangover in theaters. Tropic Thunder, I thought, was this as well. And I'm sure there's others that, you know, are the same. Wedding Crashers had this. Like, that was kind of an era of comedy movies.
Was
I felt
it
like.
The Bridesmaids movie?
I thought Bridesmaids was hilarious, yeah. I think I'm okay throwing Bridesmaids in there when she takes a dump in the sink, drying on the wedding dresses.
There's a lot of funny parts in that movie.
I laughed out loud a handful of times in that movie. Are we buying the Naked Gun hype?
Well,
Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson is such an interesting combination.
When I saw the preview, the original like sneak peek.
Yes.
It look the whole like little girl, now he's a man, he's throwing lollipops to kill people. Admittedly, okay, I'm a little chuckle.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm poo-pooing this movie. Come on, get out of here.
Because redone movies usually don't turn out well.
If this is what it's coming back as, you've got me interested.
You're setting the bar high.
I know.
I'm hoping. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm going through the list right now, by the way. Other guys?
I mean, Other Guys was good.
I don't know if it was really caught on at the theater.
What was the Gosling and Russell Crowe one? Is that Other Guys? Or no, that's...
No, that's the...
Nice Guys?
The Nice Guys.
I thought that was a great comedy movie. I love that movie.
Wasn't The Other Guys Tom Hanks' son?
No, Other Guys is Wahlberg and Ferrell.
Oh, okay.
Where they're
cops. You gotta let the peacock fly, Captain.
Yeah. We're now a tuna on land hunting you.
Quoting TLC throughout the whole thing.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
This has gotten me interested. And I like to go to movies, especially the summertime. We haven't really done the summertime movie thing with Sprague the way I thought we would this summer, but it's been kind of crazy behind the scenes here. I didn't get to it and we're against it. There's a fact about this movie.
Are we going to double tease this?
Well, you might know this.
Okay.
It's not even necessarily about the movie. It's just the movie is involved.
Is it that they're dating now, that Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson are together? Yeah.
What?
Isn't that wild? He hasn't been, I think, involved with anybody in a long, because his wife died a long time ago.
Yeah, she passed away.
And Pam Anderson, she's had a very interesting dating history. She's done a lot of interviews that are fascinating about...
She dated the WikiLeaks guy.
She did?
Yeah, Julian Assange.
She did?
She used to visit him.
Last time I remember I thought Kid Rock was the last one. Didn't she do a Kid Rock thing for a while?
No, dude. Yeah, she did.
Okay. That was the last time I remember seeing her dating history.
Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson?
She's aged really well, though. She's avoided a lot of, like, weird plastic surgery, and her face isn't all jacked up. Like,
she does the all-natural
thing.
She's
going all-natural now.
Which I got a lot of respect for that,
I do, too. You're old. Be old. It's okay to be old.
She's still gorgeous.
She is. We're all going to be old someday. Yeah, just embrace being old. Yeah, that is an interesting... That's an odd couple coming out of this movie. That if they last, Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson would have never pegged
I think he's pretty decently older than her, too.
Oh.
I think she's in her 50s and he's 71.
Ooh.
I think there's a little age gap here.
He's 73?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I think she's got a thing for older guys.
Hold on. Let me see.
I want to say Julian Assange is older than her, too. That was always the random one to me. I was like,
Pam Anderson's 58.
Yeah.
He's 73. That blows my mind.
When does he call you and you don't get scared about him saying his particular set of skills?
I have a particular set of skills. I will find you.
I have a particular set
will kill
of skills.
You. The bar is set high. We'll live up to the hype. It comes out this weekend. Naked Gun getting great reviews. Best comedy movie in the last 15 years.
Are you going to go see it?
I will not go see it. I have an 18-month-old.
You don't go to the movies, dude.
When am I going to go see a movie? What am I going to do?
Have your mom watch your kid.
Yeah,
go by yourself.
And watch them all week long.
$5 Tuesdays, man.
Well, it's not a Tuesday. Maybe I'll go on Tuesday. If it's showing at the Moreland Theater, I'll go check it out in the neighborhood, but I don't know if it'll be there or not. Let's wrap up with some poll questions. Send you on your way on a Thursday. Football is back, baby. Next, 105.1 FM, The Fam. Well, our long-awaited nightmare is over, folks. It is over. Let's find some bets, shall we?
Well, the line moved. It was minus.
Oh, the line's moving? Why is the line moving? Who's in and out of the lineup?
So the Lions were -1.5 when it started.
Okay.
Why are we
tracking
the line?
It got down to -0.5.
Thursday's
bringing
the line.
I just checked it again, and it's back to -1.5.
Whoa. Bet the under. I'm betting the under. Can you pod down the soundboard for me for a second?
Yeah.
It's back.
Lions favored by 1.5. Your over under is 33.5.
Yeah, the Lions.
I think I gotta go
135.
You bet the under.
I mean, we're betting the under for sure. I think I'm gonna go. I'm parlaying. I mean, look, Hendon Hooker, a little more trustworthy than Trey Lance.
Based on what?
Based on Hendon Hooker. And we're going to get Trey Lance and DJU on the other side of this thing?
DJU is one that, like, do you bet any over props on DJU?
No, I'm not touching any over props on him.
I'm going to put that as a poll question. Are we betting any props on DJ Uiagalelei's Hall of Fame game?
Well, the Detroit Lions have 100-plus team rushing yards. That's a minus 200. They got to pound the rock tonight, right? You would think. Chargers Hall of Fame game specials.
Do you go into, like, the winning margin? Like, if you like the Lions to win by 1 to 6 points... +370.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going Lions -1.5. Lions -1.5 in the under of 33.5 tonight. Okay? Parlay +268. Parlay of the day. We got to have action on the game tonight.
No, we don't. Yes, we do. You do not need
I do not need to call a 1-800 number. I'm gambling on the Hall of Fame game tonight. Gonna have the grill going. Football's back, baby.
I don't think I have anything planned. Like, it is kind of a perfect day to say.
I got swim lessons at 3:45 with the little guy. Oh. Should be back by 4:45.
Kickoff's going to be like kickoff 5, little 10, after 5, 5:15.
Get something cooking for dinner. It'll be perfect timing. Teddy, ball game, time to go. Pool's done, football's on. I can't wait. This
is he wiped out after swim lessons, or is he fired
he's
up?
Never wiped out. He never stops. It's unbelievable.
You're so screwed. You're so screwed.
Like, a year ago, he didn't know. Like, he obviously had no clue what was going on, but he's now at least somewhat. Like, I'll turn on a baseball game, and he'll yell ball at the TV. Ball, ball. Like, I'm excited to see how he reacts tonight. Nice. Does he get a little excited? Is he running around the house, yelling ball, tackling himself? Like, dude, this is where it begins,
what
baby.
What if he has no interest?
Better be a little bummed. Little bummed.
Can't wait to buy him tap shoes.
Would that make you love me? Do you like the idea of the Oregon Ducks having a tie-dye themed uniform? 50-49, right? 50.6-49.4. No to yes.
Wow.
Tight
Look
race.
At that one.
If Trey Lance is good tonight, will there be takeaways that Trey Lance has revived his career? 41% of you say yes.
Yeah.
And what did Sprague write on that piece of paper? All over the map.
I have more support.
All over the map.
No, who's got more?
All
heart
over the map.
Or here.
A lot of heat.
You're a liar.
A lot of heat, a lot of heart.
Absolute liar.
That'll do it for us. Joe Freeman was our guest, the handsome one himself, talking Blazers and their future. Thanks so much for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.